This is Catherine Newman, writer of the Dolly Mama blog. It's April 16th, 2007, and today's entry is Breathless. I'm thinking in hallucinatory fragments of the mortally tired. Do they make caffeinated eye drops? Is one thought I have. Will Googling coughing literally to death scare or reassure me? Is another. I'm trying to work on my laptop while Birdie, 6, sleeps next to me on the bed. Her cheeks are so surreally pink that she looks like a cheap doll version of herself. Her chest rattles. Hi-ho, the Rutland bog, the bog down in the valley-oh, plays tunelessly in my head. Every now and then, Birdie raises a hand to brush the hair out of her face, and the hand she raises is shaking. When I sneak a thermometer under her armpit, she yells, "Who is that?" without waking up, then mutters something that sounds like a muffled string of obscenities, "Rossum, rossum," like Muttley in that old cartoon. Her armpit temperature is 103, which I translate first tiredly as 102 and then correctly as 104. "Should I wake her up and give her something?" I ask Michael, and he says, "I don't know." We've been trading these exact lines back and forth all night like we're rehearsing. I'm going to read that again. We've been trading these exact lines back and forth all night like we're rehearsing an existential play about actors rehearsing a play about a sick child. "We should probably just let her sleep," he offers, and I agree. "I would not be just a nothing, my head all full of stuffing, my heart all full of pain." Every time Birdie coughs, my stomach clenches, my whole body clenches. There's a rhythm to it. In, out, cough, cough, cough. In, out, cough, cough, cough. Now that it's the light of day, I can live with the clenching. In the night, it made me feel like my skin was going to split open and I would be reborn as a lizard to slither away into the trees. I thought about getting some earplugs, which I wanted but knew I would never use. That's part of our job as parents, isn't it? Not to turn away from our children's pain, whatever its cause or expression. This struck me as incredibly profound in the night. And actually, it still does. I smiled, though, to remember when our first babies were newborn, my friend Kat wandering out in the night to find her husband asleep on the living room couch. "Yeah, well, her crying rattles me," he'd explained about the problem with the baby. And she said, "Oh, okay, then I'll stay with her because I love the crying." Birdie's coughing rattles me. Hi-ho, the Rutland bog. At 1 a.m, Michael and I argued about whether or not to page the on-call pediatrician. Birdie had already coughed up about a quart of barfy phlegm, and she was coughing and coughing and not able to stop coughing and barfing. Would she stop breathing here at home? Would we just end up in the ER for 6 hours, Birdie finally asleep, only to be jabbed awake by a nocturnal phlebotomist? We decided to give it another hour. I washed her hair in the bath, and she sucked a lollipop and floated happily around like a sick little fish, humming something or other, not coughing. It felt like the best half hour of my life. But then the coughing started again, like her body finally remembered what the whole point of life is, which is coughing. At 2, Birdie sipped tea from a cup, coughing and cozily wrapped in a towel to watch The Snowman. Even under the best of circumstances, the melancholic soundtrack of that video makes me feel like my children's death is imminent. At 3, finally falling asleep, I said, "Wait, wait, I smell barf again." And when Michael said, "I think it's just my hair," I actually said, "Oh, okay, good." Michael's brother Mark is visiting, and he'd just been observing that I seem more relaxed these days. "Wow," I said, "did I seem so unrelaxed before? I always feel like I fake it so well." He pointed out that what with my writing about it all the time, it was kind of hard to miss my perpetual state of apocalyptic panic. These were not his exact words. But that now I seem so low-key. And it's true, or it was true, because now I'm in it again, the panic, right now. It's 10 in the morning, and in another hour, Birdie will finally wake up, coughing but happy. "Hapua," she will say over and over, the sound of fake sneezing that made me laugh last night. We will go to the doctor, be sent home with an ambiguous diagnosis and a nebulizer. Even now, I know it's probably just a virus, but I keep putting my palm on her hot, mumbling body and doing the thing which, if you didn't know me better, you would probably think was prayer.